We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. And while it's not exactly the middle of the season, we have a break, so we're going to treat it as such. Brian and I are going to talk about some of the players we think have improved this football team and some, as we get along in the show, who have a lot to prove. Brian, let's begin here with some players, maybe the most improved player. No, I'll start this. How about the best newcomer on this team?
I think the best newcomer has to be Jordan Hicks. The things that he's been able to do on that football team, the football field, has been great. When you're talking about you're losing Michael Kendricks and you lost D'Amico Ryans for games there, and you have a rookie come in to play the way that he's played, it's been outstanding. He has really, that defense hasn't missed a beat. He's made plays on the sideline. He's made plays in the pass game. He's intercepted the ball, and he's making a lot of plays in the run game. I love the way this young player is playing.
I love the way he's playing as well, but I'm going to go with another defensive player. This time it will be safety Walter Thurmond. Walter Thurmond was one of the players nobody really talked about during the free agency period. The Eagles go out and get DeMarco Murray, and they sign Ryan Matthews, and they trade for Sam Bradford, and they acquire Byron Maxwell. And then Walter Thurmond? Well, what's he going to do here? Well, the Eagles saw something in him to really complement this defensive secondary, moving him from cornerback to safety, where he and Malcolm Jenkins have been just terrific together, and their ability to cover down the field has allowed Bill Davis to do a lot of different things in his defense. And I think this defense is in a whole lot better shape now than it was last year.
No question about it. When you have that leadership from Malcolm Jenkins and you add another guy that can cover just as good as Walter Thurmond. And the thing that you talk about for safeties is being able to cover, but he's one of the better tacklers on this football team, and I think that goes a long way to the success of this defense.
How about we talk about the most improved player here on this team? Now, I will go with a player who was on the roster last year, and it's Benny Logan. Benny Logan has been a game-changing nose tackle for this Eagles run defense. And I know that in Carolina, the Eagles giving up 200-plus yards on the ground, but Logan's power, his versatility, the passion that he plays with, the physical nature up front. Fletcher Cox gets the credit, a lot of it, and deservedly so. Fletcher Cox, an outstanding player. But to me, Benny Logan has really made that leap into a premier nose tackle, and I think that sets up this entire 3-4 front, Brian. It's taken a couple of years. Eagles seem to have the pieces in place.
When you look at Benny Logan, you're talking about a player that's going to consistently be double-teamed every single game. I mean, you're talking about offensive linemen, 300-plus pounds every single game. He's going to get double-teamed almost every play, but he still finds a way to make a play. Benny Logan's a great choice.
Oh, you got one for most improved?
Yeah, I think the guy that's most improved offensively especially is Ryan Matthews. And the reason why I say that is because he's coming into a situation from being a starter in San Diego. He played a lot of plays, 60, 70-plus plays per game. In this situation that he's in here in Philadelphia is that he's going to play 10, 15 plays a game. And it's very hard as a running back to find your rhythm, only playing that limited amount of plays. But he's been very successful. He's been very productive offensively. And that's why I think he's one of the most improved.
So how do you handle that situation, Coach Brian?
Well, I think you have to get closer to 50-50 for each guy. You have to give DeMarco Murray his carries because he deserves it. And you also have to give Ryan Matthews his carries because he deserves it as well. He's been the most explosive player on offense. You have to have him gather. Really, you have to get him the more touches. That's the most important thing. Get him some more touches either in the run game or the pass game.
Okay, and we will see if that happens, if DeMarco Murray continues to take the lion's share of the carries. Now, most outstanding player, it's easy to go with a defensive player, as I'm sure Brian will do. I'm going to go with an offensive player and kind of specialize this category. The most outstanding player on this football team, Jason Peters at left offensive tackle. You see what happens when he's out there and dominating against the Saints, against the Giants. Played great at left tackle. The Eagles offense really showing its ability moving up and down the field. When he's been hurt, which has been more often than not in the first seven games, you see the ripple effect that has on the offense. Pieces have to move. The Eagles not as potent off the edge. So I go with Jason Peters and hope that he comes back from the back spasm suffered in Carolina and has just a great final nine games of the season. If he can do that, Brian, I just think it helps the entire offense.
Well, I think what you're describing is a great player in Jason Peters, but what great players do is they make the players around them better. And that's what Jason Peters does. He makes that offensive lineman, the offensive line position group, much better when he's out there. And, of course, when he's not playing, I think it definitely hurts that entire offense.
You got a most outstanding player for us?
Well, I think defensively, when you look at these guys up front, it's been really, really hard to get past these guys in a run game. And I think a lot of it has to do with Fletcher Cox. A lot of time people spent talking about him not being willing to two-gap But this year, he's two-gapping his butt off. He's playing the run. He's playing the pass. And you don't get that from a lot of defensive linemen in the league. The league is so specialized these days is that either play the run or you play the pass. Fletcher Cox has done a great job playing both.
A very worthy choice. So that is our midseason look at some of the players, some awards, if you will, for this 3-4 Eagles team. When we return to Eagles 360, we've got to look at the Dallas Cowboys. How can you not talk about them? Just 6 days away from primetime once again for the Eagles. But next up on 360, our second half look at the Eagles. What players really need to step up for this team to play to the ability, to the level that we all think it can? When we return in just a moment.